farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for joining us as we continue our Farmer's Guidebook series. In our last program, we started looking at farmer registration and what's involved in the process. Today, we look at the benefits of registering. Our proverb of the day is also part of the package. I'm Camille Guthrie.
That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Last time we learned that farmer registration is simply the collection of basic information about your farm and the farming practices you are currently using or intend to use. We learned that registration is important as it provides farmers, buyers, and the government with information when making production and business decisions. It's also an important tool in the fight against sprayed larceny, one of the biggest deterrents to farming. This morning, we look specifically at the benefits farmers stand to gain from registering with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Registration provides farmers with several benefits, first of which is financial. If something happens and the government is providing financial assistance to farmers, you'd be among the first to be considered.
If the farmer is registered and as a farmer in Jamaica, he or she can apply to the Ministry of Finance for tax exemption. So it's a benefit for them when they're registered with RADA. Also, there are business places that offer discounts to farmers, and also when they are dealing with financial institutions, by having their identification card, it's proof to the institution that they are registered with RADA.
But separate and apart from the monetary gains to be had, registration assures you that RADA is always there to provide support when you need it.
If an area or the island is devastated by a hurricane and a farmer is registered, then he will be the first in line as far as the Ministry of Agriculture is concerned if they are providing assistance to farmers.
Project Manager for the Agricultural Business Information System, ABIS, Fred Anderson. The proverb for the day is, "Dog with too much owner go bed hungry." Translation, a dog with too many owners goes to bed without food. This means that there comes a time when you have to settle down and focus on your goals. It's similar to, a rolling stone gathers no moss.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Come out. Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We don't care if our actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Between the one to one, the other one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less life, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less to life, was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
And that wraps up this morning's program. I'm Camille Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.